Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The show is brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad.
Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
And our football discussion on the show comes your way via Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's take our first look at Week 12 in the NFL. Thursday night football tonight to kick it all off. The Buffalo Bills travel to Houston to take on the Texans. The Bills are road favorites by 5.5 points total, 44 and a hook for Houston. Davis Mills gets a third straight start. C.J. Stroud with a concussion has missed extended time here in his third season. But it's Mills, who's actually playing okay, coming off 274 yards and a touchdown. Week before that, 292 yards and two tutties against Jacksonville. So they've won both of his starts. He's looked okay. Now he gets a Bills defense they should be able to move the ball against. It's all about Josh Allen for Buffalo. For the second time in his career, three passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns in a game last week. Seems like he's now in that mode where he realizes, I got to put these dudes on my back.
And I think they've realized it too. They tried to do a thing where it's like, we're going to feed James Cook. We're going to run. We're going to be a running team that's also going to throw sometimes. And I think they've realized we're going as far as Josh Allen takes us. And hopefully we'll retool and be better next year. But you've seen it. He as you know, putting the Superman cape on. The Texans have a championship caliber defense. They're not quite the Broncos, but they're close. They're really, really good. If they get anything offensively, they're a pain in the butt to play against at a minimum. They're 5-2 over their last seven, but they dug themselves too big of a hole maybe to climb out of.
Best game on Sunday in the 1 o'clock portion of the schedule is the Chiefs and the Colts at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. It's cool now that we've been there to be able to kind of picture the environment for these huge games, because you know it's got to be just electric. With 8-2 Indianapolis in town and the Chiefs being 5-5, and they cannot afford a loss. If they lose, they go from being, right now it's almost 60% likely to make the playoffs, to that percentage dropping all the way down into the teens, because they'd be sub 500 with six games to go, and they still have to play some tough games. They've lost two in a row. Like, we thought they'd gotten right when they beat Detroit, the Raiders, the Commanders. Then they lost to the Bills, had a bye, came out, and lost to the Broncos. And Andy Reid almost never loses off of a bye. That was a really impressive win for Denver. Meanwhile, the Colts, they've also hit a little bit of a rough patch here. They are 1-1 in their last two, but they have turned the ball over a bunch. Probably should have lost to Atlanta in a early morning international game before their bye week, and they did lose the week before that to the Colts. They turned it over five times in that game with Daniel Jones. So they got to get back to playing the way they were when they had won four in a row. They're 8-2, though. This is a really good AFC team. This game kicks off, as I said, at noon local at Arrowhead. 3.5-point home favorites, Kansas City, total 49.5.
Last year, Kansas City, I believe I've got this right, was 11-0 in one-score games. This year, they're 0-5. Regression is wild. It happens right before our eyes, and we're looking at it like it's a big mystery. They are not way worse than they were last year, and I know that sounds crazy when they won however many games, 14 or 15. But the point is, it's going to regression will regress. They'll come back. They'll be fine. They've got enough games down the stretch, talking about Kansas City. They play Dallas, not a playoff team. Tennessee probably picking first, and the Raiders, who stink. You could probably book three more wins. If they win a couple of these 50-50 games, or maybe not even 50-50, they're better than that, Houston, a game against the Chargers, divisional rival, they'll be in a pretty good spot. This is a big one, though, simply because Are they really going to be 5-6 with no room for error? It feels like they're gonna get right, but we're running out of time for it.
A lot of quarterback storylines in the NFL this week. Patriots-Bengals game, where New England's a 6.5-point road favorite in Cincy. Joe Burrow expected to come back from injury. He's been a full participant in practice the last 2 days. I don't think there'd be any way he's going through all of practice midweek and then not starting. Then you got the Steelers at the Bears, Pittsburgh and Chicago. Aaron Rodgers is hurt. Mason Rudolph getting tuned up for a start against a bad Chicago defense. The Bears are at home, 2.5-point favorites at Soldier Field. The Jets play the Ravens in Baltimore and in Charm City, while Lamar Jackson will be under center doing his thing for the Ravens as 13.5-point favorites. The Jets have changed quarterbacks. They're going from Justin Fields, who they've benched, to Tyrod Taylor, who, wherever he ends up, he gets an opportunity on the field.
Him always
and his
happens.
Agent pick some good destinations. And he's like a Mariota, man. He's a consummate, really good pro backup, like the kind of guy that you want around your building. But there are stories at the QB position all over the league. Is Jackson Dart back for the Giants this week? Do we know? I think he probably should be, unless that's a pretty serious issue he had. And Jameis goes back to the bench. They're at Detroit taking on the Lions. You got J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. He's on the verge now of having wolves at the door. Has really, really struggled the last couple weeks. The Vikings are at the Packers. The Browns are debuting Shedeur Sanders at Las Vegas against the Raiders in that game. So, yeah, it's a big quarterback news week.
And on kind of a smaller side, with the Saints, Tyler Shug and Kirk Cousins will play for Atlanta, looking to resurrect his career maybe one last time there in the 4 o'clock window. And you already mentioned some of these other ones, but Eagles with everything swirling around them in the late afternoon, with their constant controversy and irritation, divisional rival against Dallas, who has looked pretty decent at times, especially defensively. They've been frisky here of late. They're not good, but they're not terrible either. Maybe make a play or two. That could be interesting. If Dallas wins that game, there's a pulse. There's kind of a buzz where maybe they could be a fringe playoff team. There's still too many bodies to climb over, but they're buzzing down there. They're excited about the way things are going and all the great management company. That could come crashing down if they lose to the Eagles this weekend.
I'd be curious. You mentioned Kirko. Cousins gets the start for the Falcons, not just in this game, but presumably for the rest of the season. Michael Penix, ACL, and that could linger into next year for him as well. Cousins has just one start this season for Atlanta, and he's trying to extend his career, possibly. Like, show, hey, I got hurt last year, but I can actually still spin it, and I could be a starting quarterback. So it's a big spot for him, but he's going to have to do it now without Drake London. And as London has gone, so has gone that offense. Like, when he balls out, they're okay. And when he doesn't, that offense looks
stalls
terrible.
Out.
But they should be able to run the ball with Bijan Robinson against the Saints. It is a top-10 defense. It's a huge game for him. I know Atlanta's not good, New Orleans isn't good, so it really doesn't matter nationally. But what does he look like? I'm obviously interested and curious about that. So, yeah, should be a fun week around the NFL. We'll get full breakdowns in tomorrow as we get ready for Week 12. We'll have more time to do it, too, because we don't have to worry about previewing a Commanders game.
They can't hurt me this week.
The bye week has always been one of my favorites of the season. It's just refreshing. And the you can't hurt me thing is so true.
I'm so calm.
It's anxiety free.
Yep.
You know your emotions are not going to be twisted into a bundle and thrown out a window. You know you're not going to be angry or sad. You just get to enjoy football. Low stakes. Elijah's in D.C. What's up, Elijah? How are you?
What's going on, Grant and Danny? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to talk about something besides the Commanders, but I can't help myself, man. I just
I have
know,
also
man.
Been inflicted with
Dude,
that
so relatable.
Disease of sorts.
Man, so
I just can't help
guys,
myself.
They got the show sheet, and it's like, and here I go, talk about Commanders, man. And it's like, my thing is like, for next year, man, because we know where we are, who is an OC and a DC? Because for me, if Kingsbury's here, I don't want my rookies that he gets to come in here, and then he rolls, and then we have to learn two new systems. So I'm like, if the inevitable is going to happen, let Cliff walk. If you get an OC in and a DC to come bring their guys, much like the first year, I've been thinking about, okay, what was the pop? Okay, because we have a lot of holes.
Well, hang on, because I'm confused. If Cliff Kingsbury gets a head coaching job, he's going to take a few guys with him, and then they would almost certainly promote from within, whether that's whoever they don't let leave, David Blau, Brian Johnson, Tevita Pritchard, like one of them stays back and calls plays here.
Man, I like the idea, but I'm just thinking about the situation. I feel like we need more, and I think if you can have a guy bring in some guys along with him, because it's a this for that situation. OC leaves, he takes his guys. Someone comes in, they're going to bring their guys. Mike McDaniels, he may not want to OC, but he has some work with Dan Quinn. I'm curious. Say for instance, you bring in Miami's head coach to do OC. He may bring in some guys that I don't know who he's connected to. He may have some guys
like Frank Smith, who's called plays in Miami or been with him. Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, I would be very interested in Mike McDaniel, and if I'm workshopping this hypothetical with you, I do want to acknowledge though that Dan Quinn has talked ad nauseum since he was hired here that he learned his lesson before, that they're going to be developing coaches to take over. One of the reasons he did that commander scrimmage thing in the preseason during training camp when they went burgundy on gold or whatever that like college spring game thing they played was, he wanted to give Tavita Pritchard and Brian Johnson chances to call plays into the headset. You know, he was like developing his coaches. They had position coaches call the defense and the offense, and it's a big thing in this program. He thinks it's what let him down in Atlanta was when Kyle took all the guys with him and he didn't have a plan B and he didn't think he was doing a good enough job making young coaches better to be able to take over. And so it would go against everything he said if he bypasses a couple of those guys to go get Mike McDaniel because he gets fired. Now, could you do that? Sure. By the way, I wouldn't mind it because I want a Shanahan-esque offense. I want to be under center. I want to be going bootleg. I want to do some of that stuff. But I think Cliff's here at like a 95% clip. I mean, at this point, unless he gets a head coaching job, he's here. And the chances of him getting a head coaching job are dwindling as we get closer to the end of the year and they can't get their act together on offense.
So I bet that he's here also, but I'm not as confident as you are, I think. To me, it's probably...
I was joking about 95%.
No, I know what you mean, but
I would say... Like, that's actually a fair question. What is the actual chance? I would say right now there's a 35 or 40% chance he gets a head coaching job.
Okay, that's about what I am. All right, so where I die there. Yeah, I still think it's a, if Daniels comes back and plays well, or there's a, someone could objectively look at it and go, well, last year was unbelievable. This year, look at all the injuries, .. They had no receivers, and they were still in the teens. They were still middle of the pack. I'm sure he'll interview well. He'll be able to talk about, yeah, I went to Thailand, took a year off, and here's all the experiences I learned. I'm now finding the perfect spot. I think he'll be able to get a job.
The defensive side is way more interesting because I do think you can hire a head coach that gets fired. So is that Raheem Morris, Atlanta, if he ends up getting blown out? Is that Jonathan Gannon from Arizona? That would be an interesting name to monitor. There are other defensive coordinators that could be on staffs, like Jeff Ulbrich with the Falcons, if Raheem gets fired, is a guy that's worked with Dan Quinn before. He was with the Jets. Atlanta has had a good defense at times, certainly not this past week.
I was going to say.
As Bryce Young threw for 475 against them. But like, those are some of the names I would float. All right, let's get to confidence points picks. Winning doesn't really mean much. You just can't finish last. Darius, update us on the scoreboard, if you would, please.
I absolutely will. There is actually a tie at the top. Now, of course, being in first doesn't matter because it's all about not being in last. But in this case, it matters because your boy, Darius, is tied with Toby at the top with 34 points in first place.
Lest my mind deceive me, Darius is on a heater.
We are hot right now. In second place, as actually there's a, I guess this would be a third place tie, between Grant and Ryan with 29 points as we enter into week 12. And in the rear would be one Danny
Rudy. Eliminated.
You're only behind by 4 points at 25 points.
Who's Danny tied with?
It's a maximum of 5 points per week there. So again,
you're
eliminated.
Tied with Toby and I'm tied with Ryan. Who's Danny tied with?
I think Danny's tied with himself.
Okay.
Yeah. Three guys with the same record, and I'm way behind because I haven't gotten a single 3-point play right. I think, I'm not kidding, this year. I don't think I have one correct.
So now... one of these weeks, by the way, I need to put more thought into this before just 10 minutes before and really actually have a really good week because I just keep kicking myself in the butt going, what in the heck were you thinking? But let's see what you guys got. We're going to go in the order of the standings. So how should we do that with all these ties?
We'll let the youngest in charge go first.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Very
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darius stole one of my picks earlier, already putting stuff in the dock. So I'll lead things off. Let me take Jacksonville. I don't feel great ever taking Jacksonville. But give me the Jags minus 2.5 at Arizona. No Marvin Harrison for Arizona. Brissett's still starting. The Jags were on a heater last week and destroyed the Chargers. Give me the Jags minus 2.5 against Arizona.
I am going to take my 1 point, or my 3 point play, excuse me, will be Pittsburgh covering plus 2.5 at Ben Johnson's Chicago Bears. I think it's just one of those things where
Rudolph at the controls.
Sure, it could be Mason Rudolph at the controls, who I thought played pretty well against Cincinnati. That's a poor Cincinnati defense, so that's not saying much. But I do think that Chicago's due. I think Chicago's due. They've had a lot of these close games where they're edging out these wins. I think it's time for Pittsburgh to step up and get this victory here. I also think that Pittsburgh's defense has been playing well the last couple of weeks, too, so could present a challenge for Ben Johnson's offense.
Oh, I'll go first.
We're
right.
Going youngest, oldest. Youngest in charge.
Youngest, oldest.
You're almost 26, Ryan. Come on.
I know. I'm starting to get old there. All right, my 3 point play. I'm going with tonight's game. The Bills minus 5.5 against the Texans. You look at this line and you're like, this makes no sense. It makes no sense. You're going up against Davis Mills. He's not any good. Josh Allen is an MVP candidate every single season. They got to pull this one out. And I know it's Thursday Night Football. I know at 9:38 tonight, I'm going to say, why would I pick a Thursday Night Football game? But they have to cover. They're the better team. Bills minus 5.5.
3 point play for me. It's a lot of points. I'm nervous saying it already, but the Seattle Seahawks laying 13.5 against the Tennessee Titans. That is a gigantic line. They're just so much better than Tennessee. That defensive front is incredible. I'll have Seattle, against my better judgment, covering 13.5. I think Cam Ward ends up getting hit early and often in that game. My only concern is a backdoor cover, where it's like a 10-11 point game in the end when they're down 17 most of the day.
I've talked myself into the Cowboys playing well. I feel like there's something going on there coming off their most recent week. So, of course, I'm taking the opposite. Philadelphia minus 3.5.
That's so good.
My 2 point play. Kansas City needs a win desperately. They can't afford to lose 3 in a row, fall to 5-6, even though they're taking on one of the best teams in the league this year. Indy's come back down to earth a little bit. KC's 4-1 at home. Give me the Chiefs minus 3.5 at Arrowhead against the Colts.
I'm also going to go against the grain and pick this Thursday night football game, but I'm taking my Houston Texans to cover that plus 5.5. I think Thursday night games are weird, first of all, and Buffalo also sneaky does not play good in Houston. They've had some horrible games in Houston over the years.
You would know that if you had the encyclopedic Houston Texans
Which
knowledge
I do.
That Darius Dameron say, does.
That's something Houston Texans Darius Dameron's privy to that maybe Detroit Lion Ryan Clary is not.
He's not, clearly. But yeah, so I got Houston covering. I think their defense is good enough to keep Josh Allen and his limited set of wide receivers in check. Even if they do lose the game, I think they'll be able to keep within 5.5.
Okay, Dad, shake that ass. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens minus 13.5. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Everyone says it. I was the only one I feel like hasn't said that.
I don't know why that popped me. Got me. I was not expecting that.
I was sitting on
it's
that
It's like you
one.
Read it off a card.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dad, shake that ass.
I got the Ravens minus 13.5 against the Jets. Yeah. The Jets are awful. They're awful. They're awful. The Ravens, they are peaking at the right time. Don't be surprised. They're coming for that AFC North.
You saw the Ravens just almost lose to the Browns. You're like, I got to have
them. Yeah, they're on probation for me.
I got to have them covering 14 this week.
They burned me last
week.
The
Jets suck, man.
Yeah, Miles Garrett's Browns not are getting great. 4 sacks in this game. I'm going to roll with Tobes on this. I got the Kansas City Chiefs laying 3.5 at Arrowhead Stadium. This feels like a now or never spot for Kansas City. This is a, if it's not this week, it's just not happening kind of game. I don't like that I'm taking a 5-5 team to beat an 8-2 team coming off of a bye, but here we are. This is when Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid do their thing. It's either not going to happen this year, or they're going to win this game handily. And so, Kansas City's inevitable. Chiefs are going to chief.
Grant, I am so sorry about your 3 point play. Seattle minus 13.5.
Oh,
bad
no.
luck for you, man. That's my 2 pointer.
I'm going to copy Danny's 3 point play, but I don't have the feeling of the Cowboys suddenly being good. I think that Philly is going to get exactly what the doctor ordered with the Cowboys defense rolling into town. And Philly seems to thrive on this turmoil. Give me the Eagles minus 3.5 at Dallas.
Coming off a bye week, Tyler Shook and the New Orleans Saints are going to cover 1.5 against the Atlanta Falcons, who are without their starting quarterback. Kirk Cousins taking over under center now. I last time we saw Kirk Cousins, it wasn't good. I don't see why that would change this week, especially with the team coming off the bye week at home, all the noise in the New Orleans Superdome. I got New Orleans beating the Atlanta Falcons, -1.5.
You know, it's funny enough, I've actually got the Atlanta Falcons winning that game, Dad. Ooh. I've got them winning that game. I've got them covering the spread in New Orleans. Grant, what season is it?
It's Kirko season.
It's Kirko season.
I wouldn't be so sure.
It's Kirko season.
That's a terrible offense.
That's a really bad offense, but guess
Zach
what?
Zach Robinson is an imposter.
Without Drake London, probably, too.
Without Drake London.
He's throwing to David Sills, and he's got Zach Robinson in his ear.
David Sills, a little Sillsy, so I'm going to get them Falcons +1.
Would you know David Sills if he was sitting on your lap?
I would not.
Okay. Who's this man on my lap?
Why is this person on my lap?
What is he doing?
Are Darius and Ryan going head-to-head on all three games or just the last two? Because that would be pretty fun.
Two out of three.
Good. I am going to take my 1 point play, and I'm going to roll with. You have a Ben Johnson alert ready for me or no over there? I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers and winning by a field goal to get to 8-3.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Soldier Field, the scene. I don't believe in the Bears as a real thing. I need everyone to understand that. I do think their defense is a complete fraudulent operation. However, I don't think the Steelers' offense is good enough to take advantage of that. And this team just, look at their last 3 weeks. They're down in the fourth quarter. They have crazy comebacks. They need to win by a field goal. Getting 2.5 here, or laying 2.5 as it were, it's like a great line. If it was 3.5, I wouldn't like it. 2.5, I'll mess with 2.5.
Smell what you're cooking over there. Jacksonville -2.5. I think that happens. I actually believe that one. So again, Toby, sorry about your 3-point play.
Any more analysis or you're good there?
No, that's it. Toby covered it. Well, they're playing the Cardinals, who aren't very good.
Then again, his normal analysis is like, I put it into a randomizer. And this is
yeah, spiced it up this week.
Yeah. Good job, man. I'm just glad you take the segment so seriously. It's time for a Caps power play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Danny Hutae, the Capitals, the Montreal Canadiens, north of the border tonight. The good guys are 10-8-2. Don't look now, Danny. Points in 4-5.
Second game of back-to-back, though, with the second one being on the road. That's tough.
And no Nick Dowd.
Yeah.
Who's one of those, like, pack-your-energy guys. Drags you into the fight a little bit.
Indeed. Hoping for a point in this one against the Montreal Canadiens. This is a group that's kind of middle of the pack. They're 10-6, I believe. They're okay in terms of goals scored, goals allowed, etc. But you escape with a point tonight, I'll be pleased with that. Second game of back-to-back with the travel.
I wanted to thank our sales staff who had the biggest Friendsgiving in a workplace in the history of workplaces.
Yeah, this was awesome.
I don't know who coordinated that or how it happened. I only ate a couple of cookies. I didn't dabble with the entrees. I got over there a little too late, but they were kind enough to invite us throughout the day if we wanted anything, and thank you. So you ate something, I ate something.
I ate a lot of something.
Looked really, really good, so that was cool, and we appreciate them for allowing us to partake.
Here, here.
All of our football discussion on The Fan is presented by Paramount+. The return of Landman has happened. Have you been watching?
I haven't yet. Saving them up.
Because you're a Landman guy.
I'm a Landman guy. Billy Bob Thornton does it, I watch it.
This is from Taylor Sheridan, the co-creator of Yellowstone, and Billy Bob Thornton, the Academy Award winner, is at the controls. Features also Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott. Like, what a cast.
Yeah, Ali Larder's in it. She's great.
fantastic actress.
A great actress.
She was my favorite acting work she's ever done was Varsity Blues.
What was her character's name? 100 points, control the board.
Give me a multiple choice.
Darcy Sears.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was that.
As soon as you hear it, you know.
Landman.
Darcy pulls A's.
Streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. There was a whipped cream McGinty involved in there, wasn't there?
What?
Yes.
No.
That's what Toby told me. I haven't seen it. Toby told me that. I don't know if it's true. Thanks for listening. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We are in Manassas at Uptown Alley.
Thank you for coming.
This update is brought to you by Reynolds & Power Home Team, Keller Williams Realty. Roster moves for the Commanders today. They signed wide receiver Jacoby Jones to the practice squad and released safety Darryl Worley from the practice squad. Thursday night football tonight, Bills and Texans kicks off week 12 of the NFL season. No C.J. Stroud for Houston, no Dalton Kincaid for Buffalo. 8:15 kickoff, can hear that over on the Team 980. Hockey tonight, the Caps in action, and Montreal taking on the Canadiens. Second half of a back-to-back, 7 o'clock puck drop, can hear the game right here on the Fan. Pre-game at 6:45. Want to hear the fastest way to know what your home would sell for? Reach out to Empower Home Team. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call, just text your address to 800-763-3000. That's 800-763-3000. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.